The epistle lesson this morning is from the fifth chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 12, and may be found on page 4 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. These are the Beatitudes. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely, on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my heart, let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. How blessed are you? Hallelujah. It's what I want to hear. I mean, I ask these questions not just to stir up things. Give it to them, Charlie. How blessed are you? Where's your attitude of gratitude? I know you've got a sense of gratitude because I see who you've got under your arm. And if there's not a thankful man in this house, you turn around and look at that gentleman. He's thankful. Okay, Bobby, you're thankful too, I know. And so am I. Jesus on that Sermon on the Mount, Jesus on that mountain, he is talking to his disciples and to the multitudes around him. And the words that are used, now this is one of the challenges. The scriptures we read in English. Jesus spoke in Aramaic. The New Testament is, for the most part, written down in Greek. So how many languages do we have? And if you wanted to look at the King James Version, you're looking at another old English. An old English. But one of the commentators that I have read, you know, we look at blessed are. And one of the translations where the Greek word that's used here is makarizo. Makarizo. M-A-K-A-R-I-Z-O. One interpretation could be to be happy. Blessed. Yeah. You know, if you're blessed and you really, truly believe you're blessed, what should your face look like? Tommy's? Yeah. Mine? Charlie's? If we're blessed, then we're happy. Not because of some factor of luck, some random action of luck, but because we are blessed. But the commentator looking at trying to find out what really is meant there. Not that we're, oh, happy, celebratory, but there's a Welsh traditional saying, and I'm not Welsh, so anybody speak Welsh? Gwen, you bid is more of a closer translation because it means white is their world. In other words, so beautiful is their world. So the blessed. So when we read this, blessed are, white is their world. Happy are they who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Wow. It says the poor in spirit. So they don't have much blessing? No, no, absolutely not. It's that they recognize that what they have is so little compared to how much God is willing to give us. It's not that you don't have much. It's that what you have is so small in comparison to what God's ready to give you. You know, Marie here would look at people and say, oh, I'm blessed. You know what? But she was happy where she was, but she knew where she was going. That's blessed. That's white is our world. Oh, goodness. It's such a glory. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If you recognize how we are in a deficiency of God's grace, in other words, how much we need more of God's grace in us, you know, no matter how blessed we seem to be, no matter how fortunate we seem to be, there's room for more blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I recognize that there's so much more that God wants to give me. And how appropriate today as we celebrate All Saints. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know, if you're mourning, then you know what it is that you had that you lost. There's a sorrow and there's a grief. But you know, for you to mourn, for you to have sorrow, for you to have grief, then what you've lost had to have some great value to you. Because if it didn't matter anything to you, no loss, no big deal. But if it's someone who's so dear, so precious, yeah, the sorrow is there, but you know what? Every memory you have of that person, every part of your life where their life touched yours, every joy and smile on your face, you celebrate that. You mourn the loss, but you celebrate the memory. You mourn the passing, but you celebrate the fact that you know where they are. And you know what? There's this beautiful promise that we have from our Savior that we're going to be there again with Him. My mom and my dad are gone. My brother is gone. They're not gone. They're just not here. But I know where they are, and I'm going to meet them someday. So, yeah, I mourn their loss, but I celebrate the things that they've left me with. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, when they say meek, the intention here is not that you become a doormat for everybody, or that you be Myron Milquetoast. But you are strong in the Holy Spirit. Take on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6, 10. You take on the full armor of God because the fight that is to be fought here against the powers and principalities are going to require not a meek spirit, but a strong spirit. We're meek in our own abilities. We're humble. We're not puffed up and thinking that we're greater than everything else that's out there. It's He that is in me that is greater than that which is in the world. It's not me who's big and powerful and you better look out for me. My name's not Charles Atlas or Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I know someone who's even more powerful than them combined. And his spirit dwells in me. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. If we, with humility, do what God calls us to do, then the earth and all the creation we have, it's not that it's ours, we possess it, but we will be part of it. We will be part of that kingdom. Christ, when he comes in his glory, we will be with him forever. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. If you're striving for, if you've got a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, that's not being self-righteous, but righteousness. And what is righteousness? It's the right relationship with God. It's knowing that absent his grace, absent his love, absent his mercy, I'm dead for an eternity. But because of his love, his grace, his mercy. And what we celebrate today, what we participate today, what we receive today with that blessing of a communion, his body given, his blood shed, then we have this promise of his presence for an eternity, and we have life everlasting. For they shall be filled. Hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. As we have mercy towards others, mercy will be shown to us. Pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. Is anybody here pure in action? My hand's not going up. The question was, anybody here pure in action? So could you be pure in heart? But you know what? I'm washed in the blood of Christ. When I claim his sacrifice, it's not me that's pure of heart. It's Christ who makes me pure at heart. It's his blessing. It's his grace. He does it, not me. I couldn't do it. No matter how hard I try, I couldn't do it. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you. All of these things are comparisons to worldly ideas and then that heavenly reward. Whether it's poor in spirit, mourn, weak, meek, hunger and thirst, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, persecuted for righteousness' sake, reviled by men, persecuted by men. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets which were before you. Ye, and verse 13, I really like to add 13 on the end of this. I know the scripture reading was only 1 through 12, but ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, to be trodden under foot of men. All of those things are good, because we have Christ Jesus in us. Then, rather than being meek and mild, but to take on the full armor of God, that Ephesians 6:10. So that we can strive in this earthly plane to do the works that Christ has called us to do. To be the Peter, to be the Paul, to be the James, to be the John, to be the Stephen, who even as he was being stoned, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Saul, who we know as Paul, was holding the garments of the people who stoned Stephen for blasphemy. How blessed are you? Really? Seriously? How? Blessed are you? And as we receive His body given, His blood shed, we know that we are blessed. I know I'm blessed. But I want you to think for the next week and look at those Beatitudes and where it says, blessed are they. How blessed are you? Ask yourself that question. Think about that. Think about that. How blessed are you? Peace and grace in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.